The Trump effect will also be under discussion in a different forum tomorrow as part of the monthly interface series that happens on the fourth Friday of every month, or excuse me, the third Friday of every month here in Boulder. I spoke with Reverend Dr. Kay Marsh, who will be the moderator with two political panellists, Dr. Tim Waters, who's a Democrat who serves on Longmont City Council, and Claudine Schneider, a Republican and former Congresswoman from Rhode Island. The topic under discussion will be, have we been trumped? Republican and Democratic elected officials speak out on how they cope.
Coping is both psychological and spiritual, I believe. And what's happening now in our political world in the United States really is affecting a lot of aspects of our persons and personalities. And interface, I think, is the perfect ground for this to be explored. Both of these people come from a spiritual background. They're both Christian. One is Presbyterian. The other one is Roman Catholic. And both very open-minded people. And they call upon their faith to, in part at least, to deal with politics in 2018.
In terms of how coping is happening or not happening, it does seem that, and we have had psychologists on over the last couple of years to talk about the impact of the current political situation and particularly how it's playing out on social media, 24-hour news cycle, this endless chaotic scenario that we're all dealing with. And many people say that that's part of whatever big plan there is in place politically. But a lot of people are finding it hard to cope right now.
Yes, that's true. And that's why this topic came up. Claudine is particularly concerned about all the noise on public, on the media, the noise on social media. And she finds it very troubling. She finds it hard to even sort her own thoughts out sometimes. She has a psychologist brother who is backed off completely. He can't deal with it. But he works with his clients, I guess. This is back east. He works with his clients, but she understands in some ways more than many can the psychological view that the toll that it takes on people.
Now, she's a Republican and still self-identifies as a Republican.
Oh, definitely.
And yet she's feeling disenfranchised from the current political party? Or
I
what?
Think somewhat, although she still is a strong Republican. I think that it doesn't matter what your background is, whether you're Republican, Democrat, undecided, Green Party, whatever you are. I believe this is a very tough environment for people, generally speaking. Doesn't matter. I think it's a very tough environment.
Now, you yourself have been in pastoral care, I suppose, for more than 20 years. I mean, how are you seeing this playing out in your community?
Well, I see a lot of people shutting down rather than talk about it. They don't want to offend. They don't want to offend the person next to them in the pew. They don't want to offend the person across the street from them at home. They don't want to offend Uncle Joe when he comes to dinner. It's really hard for people to cope with everybody else's ideas, no matter what you think. No matter what side of the fence you're on.
And that would seem then to contribute to this polarization that we're seeing, because if is talking, because we're either worried about offending someone or worried about just getting involved in a very heated argument, because that seems to be the tone now that has been set from the highest office about how we have political discourse.
That's true. Now, Dr. Tim Waters looks at it from a third way, and he's a very calm, thoughtful, reasoned, researched individual. And he looks at the current political situation as a part of a cycle or a turning of how things are going. It's kind of tough right now, no matter who you are, but it's going to get better. And then later on, it'll get worse and then it'll get better. He just looks at this as, in a very, very thoughtful, historical way, seeing the patterns of history. And I love that view, actually.
And you yourself, have you developed any coping skills or recommendations that you give to people around this issue?
Well, the truth is, one of the reasons this came up is I'm looking for ways to deal with this, because it's hard for me as well. One of the most important things that I believe is to pay attention to people's feelings, pay attention to people, and not to disenfranchise them when I speak, and not to offend them. As pastor, that's very important. On the other hand, it's important for me to stand my ground and be gracious as I do that. Be gracious, understanding, and loving. I believe that we should all begin with love. And that's where I begin, with love.
And it does seem to be a fine line between not wanting to offend and engaging in maybe an uncomfortable conversation, but also standing your ground and speaking out if you're hearing something or seeing something that is wrong.
Yes, and I've done so. Yes, I have.
So who do you think would benefit from coming along to this event? It's happening September 21st.
September 21st. And we're changing the time to a 11:30 to 1:30 meeting. I believe that counselors of all sorts, therapists, psychologists, social workers could benefit because they would hear new ways of and see how people who are actually experiencing and are in the middle of politics, how do they deal with it? And perhaps that will be helpful for them as they translate that to their own clients. And then secondly, I do believe that pastors would enjoy hearing this because both of them will incorporate their faith journeys in one way or another into this. And they're very, very solid, as I said, open-minded citizens. It's important to hear another way to go about it. And when we all just listen to ourselves, we don't always get the whole picture. So it's wonderful to hear from others who are in the middle of it.
That's Reverend Dr. Kay Marsh. She'll be moderating a discussion tomorrow morning on Have We Been Trumped? Republican and Democratic elected officials speak out on how they cope. And it's part of the monthly Interface series. It happens tomorrow from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Boulder Jewish Community Centre. You can find out more at interfaceboulder.org.